The devil.
Oh.
We're born fucking Reggie Dog to sleep.
He's like, oh. Okay.
You might be able to hear that.
Like, legitimately. That's all right. If you don't want to hear a dog, don't come on the dog podcast.
It just sounds like we have someone maimed in the fucking corner.
What?
He's gonna lick that.
let him lick. Do you lick it?
Reggie dog. Reggie dog.
So we're recording this, all of this right now?
Yeah, of course. That was gonna be the soft intro until you ruined it.
Just hold on. How did I fucking ruin it?
Just hold on. Shh. So, Reggie dog, what do you think about Call of Duty Ghost?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
He wants all those frames per second.
All right. It's
he said it's 720 bore. All
right. It's Saturday's November 9th.
November 9th now, yeah.
2013, episode 20 of the Golden Saucer Podcast. The podcast for
it's my birthday.
We swear to you, it is your birthday.
It is your birthday.
You should say who you are.
I'm Chris.
You're Chris.
Remember, he was from that other time that Chris was on the podcast.
Yeah, Chris. Well, you remember what episode you were on? What we talked about?
It was when we were like fucking jacking off because there's going to be a Mega Man successor episode.
Oh, Mighty Number 9.
Yeah, Mighty Number 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can look that up.
I jacked off pretty good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I do know that we're going to get physical cappies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I quit paying attention to that thing once it met its goals.
I'm just happy that we're going to get physical cappies.
Physical crappies?
Physical cappies. Mm. I did love that you, on the website, for not the one with, what was it, Dookie Shed or something?
Yeah.
The one before it, you had Crossfire.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that for episode 11, so you've been gone about 9 weeks.
Crossfire!
Fucking Alf and Joey are still maintaining that Crossfire wasn't good.
That game is shit. And I'll tell you why it's shit. Because all those little fucking ball bearings go everywhere.
See, you were playing.
I broke so many of those fucking little spinner pieces when I played it.
You were playing with some untalented children then. Because
me and my friends played it all the time.
Me and my cousin had a Crossfire and it was amazing and it never fucked up and it was awesome.
And we would always sing the fucking song too.
I'm on goddamn Amazon right now and we're going to find out how much one of those cost. And if it's less than $25.
Less than $25, I guarantee it's not less than $25.
I will buy a shitty remake.
You're gonna buy a fucking cross? Oh, dude, if you do it, we're gonna fucking play it.
Yeah, then we'll play it. We'll report back.
That's gonna be the face reveals, is just us playing Crossfire.
Yeah, that's it.
Crossfire!
Well, just Chris in the background.
You all get caught up in the...
That's the new fucking thing, is playing Crossfire.
That's our background.
That's the new Let's Play.
All right, that shit's expensive. Fuck off. Well, there you can get 40 balls for 10 bucks. See? Why would they sell 40 balls if those things didn't go everywhere like I fucking said?
Over time, you'll lose them.
Because you put them in the wrong place or whatever.
Plus, like, the game is, like, what, 20 years old now?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to look on eBay, see if they're cheaper. See, this is why... Mr. Bucket, I'm Joe.
Put the balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket.
Oh, we talked about that.
Mr. Bucket. Yes.
Yeah.
How Mr. Bucket has the worst theme.
Why do you have that?
Right. He was looking up that fucking game.
Look right there. That explains why that's there. Because I looked up a game, and that's what the shit they showed.
They're like, you like Hagane? You should probably check out hentai pornography.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dead anime, boo. She's 15.
Mm. You know, that's the one thing I don't like about, like, the anime scene like that is, like, those girls are 18. Just tell me they're 18. That's all I need to hear. I don't want to hear about that.
Right at the beginning, they're just like, thank God we had our 18th birthday party last week or whatever. And then you're just like, all right,
you know,
we're good
now. You know, but they never do right that. Right there,
$30, no bids.
Yeah, I need one that's been used.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
You get caught up.
Dude, don't even hate. You could buy the Gundam game Crossfire for less.
Well, there's no fucking wonder to that.
$100 or best offer. I don't know about that. Here's one.
Because that dude's fucking high.
Well, yeah. We'll buy that later. We'll buy that right there.
Get that dagger.
Crossfire Dragon Claw Keychain. All right. Let's not do this anymore. Anyways, that's Joey. I'm Kyle. Chris. Chris. Here for episode, it's 20, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Back from the special episode. Now it's just regular ass people.
Regular ass episodes
I'm
for everybody.
So
now.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, if you tuned in for Dookie Shed. Big thanks again to him for coming on. That was really awesome.
Yeah, super fun hanging out with the old Dookie
Shed. I didn't
know
about him until after I listened to the podcast, and I watched some of his videos, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, man. They're great. Oh, sorry.
So, yeah. I mean, I've watched some of his videos. They're pretty good. You know, it helps that he likes Mega Man, so that makes it a little easier for me to watch some of his videos.
He agrees with me that Mega Man X is good.
No one's disagreeing that Mega Man X is good.
I think everyone else is just saying that Mega Man X is better, and Joey doesn't want to.
That's the thing. Mega Man X is not better. No, it's not.
All right, let's...
King of the podcast.
So anyways, old Alfonso, he ain't here right now.
Yeah, he's in Miami. He wanted to be back in time for this, but I told him, like, dude... Do not try to get into an accident to make it back in time to record.
Yeah.
Plus, I realized that he doesn't want that cake, so fuck that asshole.
Oh, that's terrible.
He didn't want that cake. He will be mad now. He's going to hear it and be like,
pre-cooked rotisserie chicken.
I didn't fucking want to hear that shit again.
Yeah. Hey guys, let's just watch YouTube videos.
Oh, we can do that. I can move the mic down right up to the PC, and we can just sit here and watch YouTube videos. Or I can overlay them later.
We'll watch a Cosby Bebop over and over.
Watch Cosby Bebop so many times.
Pokey, man.
Dude, remember the time that, like, you all just sat around and made me watch those fucking G.I. Joe PSAs?
Those G.I. Joe PSAs are classic.
More like, not funny.
There were a few of them that you
enjoyed.
Pork
chop sandwiches are really good. I agree. About getting off his ice. The woman that G flips over.
You know,
the reggae guy. They're all good.
Maybe.
You had to. This was pre YouTube. You had to work with what you had.
Yeah.
That's where you had to go to E-Bomb's World for all your shit.
Yeah, you should know all about that.
Yeah, well. Fuck. Pass.
Anyone have anything interesting to talk about?
Fuck no.
Really?
Yeah, dude. It's been a really uneventful week.
Yeah.
I can say that for myself because I've been doing a lot of term papers, so.
Yeah. I kind of helped you with the last one.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was kind of nice.
Schoolwork, man.
Joey wrote a paper about Mass Effect.
Yeah, I wrote a paper about Mass Effect, Chris.
Oh, dude. If I have to read it, I'm going to read it with fucking...
Oh, me and it published.
What is it? The very last theme where the... Spoiler... With the Citadel.
No, don't drop spoilers.
You know the very end song?
Yes.
Where it's like...
Yeah.
I'll just like repeat that fucking song over while I'm like reading this paper.
We'll do a spoiler cast for Mass Effect at some point.
It was basically take these concepts and explain how they appear in the video game, and then that's what I did.
Oh, well, yeah, there's a lot of undertones in that game.
Well, it was a class on leadership style, so...
Shepherd made a lot of sense.
Shepherd.
So, anyway.
You're my Krogan. You're my Krog bro.
Your Krog bro.
My Brogan.
Yeah. The bad thing about that was, like, I didn't have enough time to go back and replay it.
Yeah.
So having to just sit there and read for two hours of the storyline. And then that always falls into the, I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that could happen. Oh, let's go about with this mission. I don't remember that mission. And then
your leadership thing could have went in a completely different way, though, if you were, like, focusing on Paragon and Renegade.
I discussed that.
Yeah.
How a Renegade leader would be different from a Paragon leader. And
but still kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it definitely talks about how the goal is still accomplished, but different ways of getting to the goal.
But yeah.
Let's not bore people with academics.
You can be a dick. You can be not a dick.
We've actually sat around talking about doing some spoiler casts soon.
Yeah. As soon as Al finishes Bioshock Infinite, we're gonna do a spoiler cast.
Oh, and I'm gonna be so fucking a part of that too.
Oh yeah. I
want to talk so much good shit about that game.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites this year.
Probably my favorite this year. Yeah.
It's not just way up into all time list, certainly.
Yeah, it's up there for me. It's definitely in top 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's the all time list.
Yeah, that DLC too is coming up soon.
Yeah, real soon. Yeah,
it's the all time list. You got to give games a little bit of time to resonate a little bit and see if you still feel the same way. Because there's games like some of the Halos, for instance, you know, they were pretty high up on the list when they came out, but
it's very similar to film style. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like Roger Ebert, when he first talks about The Shining, he hated it.
Yeah.
10 years down the line, he stated that he did a re-review of it, and it's one of his favorite movies of all time.
So I just had to mature on him a little bit, I guess.
There's a really good video out there about the architecture of the hotel
in The Shining,
and how, Kubrick shot it in such a way that it didn't make sense. But
it's supposed to be a disorienting feel.
Right, it's supposed to be disorienting, and it makes the hotel another character.
Yeah, completely. The whole time. Kubrick was a fucking genius in that film. It's one of my favorite Kubrick films.
Yeah.
Right next to A Clockwork Orange.
Really? I'm more with, well, like Space Oddity. Or
2001, I thought was too boring.
It is a long... Long
burn. You should watch that Robot Chicken version.
hear that Stephen King hated Kubrick's version?
Oh, really?
He despised it. That's why he came out with that really fucking shitty miniseries on Sci-Fi.
Oh, really?
Ugh. Where I have to admit, they did the Jack Torrance character a lot more justice.
That one. Yeah, that TV version is pretty good because he's got the croquet mallet, and then the hedge maze is like fucking crazy. In that one.
Yeah.
I have it somewhere, I think, in here.
Well, I mean, like... Well, like...
Because it's got the guy from Wings in it.
The Jack Torrance character in the Kubrick Shining, I did agree that that he jumped he jumped really far into madness really quick. And the miniseries kind of shows it over time.
Yeah. Well, you got a longer time frame to do it.
True, but, like... That miniseries was more heavily focused on telling you about the horrible things instead of showing you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Stephen King needs to understand that there's a difference between a novel and a film.
Yeah.
Or even a TV series. Like, every single, like, miniseries or movie King has ever had a part in has always dragged on for way too fucking long.
Like, what is the Rose one?
Rose Red?
Yeah.
Rose Shit?
Yeah.
It's like... It had the one guy in it who was from the Dune miniseries.
Yeah.
Fade. Fade.
Yeah. I watched them both, and I really feel like in the film they do an okay job with Jack just because, you know, it's like you don't... It's, you know, you see the black and white, and it's like 2 weeks later, you know, this many days into shut-in and this many days into shut-in. And it doesn't dawn on you until you stop and think about, well, man, they've been trapped there for, you know, several weeks now.
Yeah, like, but...
And you gotta think, you know, 6 weeks is 42 is 42 days of that place just fucking with you. Just fucking with you. Even in the slightest little ways. You know, you see one or two off things. Well, plus just being
trapped in one location for such a long period of time.
Yeah.
Even to a place that's not, like, completely fucked up and distraughting can get, like, really fucking aggravating. And get really claustrophobic, and you can just get easily annoyed by the little things. And when you got fucking Jack Nicholson locked up in a fucking hotel.
No booze.
With an unattractive woman.
An annoying kid.
An annoying kid who goes, your choice. All right. Welcome to the movie cast.
Yeah, all right. You went pretty deep on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm seriously just sitting here, like, looking around the room, like, they'll be done soon. I mean, I'm sure they'll be stopping.
Because I kept looking at you.
Yeah, I'm just like.
ask
I saw The Shining once.
Ask Reggie what he thinks about it.
I'm sorry, but like when I get really into film.
I know, dude. That's why I wasn't going to be a dick about it.
No, it's okay. It's just give people a preview of what that thing you've been working on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Possibility in the future.
Yeah.
By the way.
All right. So, Kyle, you said nothing in your end.
About what?
Video games or anything interesting happening?
All right, are we doing what the fuck you've been playing?
No, we're not. We're just.
By the way, Thor sucked. Don't go see it.
There you go.
If you like,
go see it for the Loki.
If you like Loki, then maybe. That film script was totally Loki. It made me very Thor.
What did I watch that was garbage?
I don't know.
I watched Face Off.
Face Off, fucking. Swan Lake thing.
Oh, yeah, you watched that?
Yeah. I remember I was with you. What the fuck?
I forgot. I don't pay attention.
So we changed what the fuck you've been playing to what the fuck you've been watching.
There was a while there when I was watching Fangasm and Heroes of Cosplay. We might as well have changed it because that was all I was talking about, because those shows are garbage.
Yeah, they're bad.
I mean, they're not bad. They're just
not good. They're bad.
All right.
Anyways, so let's do Chris. Chris, what the fuck have you been playing lately?
Yeah, because you've been playing.
Oh, stuff. I've been playing good games. I've been playing. I finished Alan Wake here not too long ago.
Mm.
I love that game.
Yeah, let's keep calling it that title instead of the other ones that you guys like to use so much.
All right.
What do you mean? Do you mean Alan Rake?
Aaron Rake.
Aaron Rake. Yes. Don't use that one.
I beat
the entire game 100%. All DLC, the way through DLC, right. Even the Mr. Screech.
So yeah, that's a arcade game, right?
Yeah, American Nightmare is an arcade game. It's okay. I hope you like Kasabian because you're gonna hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my god, all that Kasabian.
There's a lot of Kasabian in that game to be heard.
No, it's just one song.
It's just no, but you have to hear it a lot,
and you hear it like three times. Is it three times or was it four?
I think it was four.
I lost count to the fact that I just wanted to find Kasabian and
one,
kill them.
What you do to me, too? I don't remember how.
I just remember Kyle's face like, did you already do this part? Like,
I do not want to hear this song again.
It's okay. I just want to hear Children of the Elder Gods over and over again. And I'm also playing... Final Fantasy IV on the PSP.
The definitive version, as I
yes.
think. Yes. That's the one that Square Enix has decided is the one that if you should play it, that's the version you should play.
He had, Joey had to convince me to even play it because I was just like, I'm really enjoying my copy on the DS. And then I played it and I'm just like, I'm not going to fucking put this down anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because it's really fast paced. I really enjoy the speed of it. It's not like slow and draggy.
When I played it, I felt that it wasn't as offensive as other remakes that they made. Didn't really do a lot to hinder the game and original.
Yeah, it still looks like its original form, just a little crisper. Yeah.
And the sprite upgrades?
Yeah,
very nice. Excellent. Very nice. I like the character upgrades.
Yeah, because sometimes when they, especially, you know, games like that.
It's a light
that,
touch.
Games like that I really care about, and they redo them or re-release them, and they upgrade them a little bit. Sometimes they put a little too much effort into that, and it bogs the game down.
DuckTales!
Yeah.
Final Fantasy IV on the DS.
DuckTales is definitely one that's done that.
Yeah. I'm going to trade in my copy and get that hentai porn movie. game.
There's a couple, so I do have Death Smiles. I'm gonna probably play that tonight too.
Yeah, we'll do a let's play of Death Smiles. Don't promise anything we won't actually
do. We're not gonna do that.
I promise everyone we will not be doing Death Smiles.
We may at some point.
And in between, you know,
maybe look like an asshole.
Yeah, and in between all that, I'm still playing GTA 5.
I can't believe you're still playing that.
Well, I mean, like, I'm only playing it little by little because
have they given
out
that online money yet?
I haven't even, like, given two shits about that. Like, I'm still going through the campaign because I rarely play it. Like, I'm going... Like, I have... Like, it's not really even in that top tier of games for me. It's just something I can kill time with at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, like, kind of, like, bad. Because at first I was really enjoying the game. Then over time I'm just getting bored with it. And I'm beginning to understand why I have a hard time playing Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
I just get bored with it over time.
I get the same way. You're like, oh, it's another one of these missions? Pass. Check this out. Yeah, I was sitting and playing Magic at the local retro store, and a customer walked up because he knew I've been playing 5. He's like, hey, man, have you got your money yet? And I was like, no. And he's like, me neither. And I was like, I don't know what to
Rockstar
tell you.
Rockstar doesn't owe you shit.
You know.
They even told you that it might not work. I don't fucking get this whole...
I don't know. There's definitely a thing that we can, you know,
this
that I
over
can talk.
Self-privileged fucking lifestyle.
I will say this, that there's definitely a thing that can be said, and I'll talk about this a little bit in the news when we talk about it, that publishers are getting more lackadaisical on their releases because they can patch. You know, that Whoa. Right,
so if you hear any noises in the background, that's the Reggie dog. He is firmly sleeping on my thigh right now, and he's actually pretty fucking loud. So yeah, if you hear like any like just that's the fucking 50-pound dog on my lap.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. The one guy who complains about sound, and I'm like, do you want Reggie dog out of here? He's like, no, he's fine.
If he snores, it's
he's pretty loud.
Yeah, he is.
He's usually not that loud. Usually you just hear him snore every once in a while. So,
picture the Reggie dog for the opening thing.
the thing that I was getting at is that they've become more lackadaisical with quality assurance. Just making
sure you just wanted to say that word again.
Yeah. So because they can patch, they're like, oh, well, we don't have to worry about this. If it doesn't work on day one, we can patch it later.
Yeah.
Or we can even talk about that as far as the. Did we talk about the PS4 needing the day one patch last week?
Well, I understand. Yeah, we did. I understand that's another example. When it runs on servers. I don't understand it when it's it's single player based game doesn't even work upon release date.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't get. And Capcom, you are so notorious with this crap. And like, I actually had someone try to defend these companies with the especially it, like on disc DLC games.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Capcom was worse with locking the DLC on the disc.
And they're like, oh, they're just making these games after you know they're trying to get the bugs out of the first single player. I'm like, fuck off with that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I think it's the release schedules are so tight, and I'm not completely heartless when it comes to devs needing having to meet a deadline and having to get the game out.
I don't care. I just want the complete product. I just want the complete product.
Well,
if you want to make DLC, why don't you just make an entirely new game in that franchise?
Yeah.
Well, I think they could argue that. At what point do you consider the product to be full?
Some of that DLC is completely superfluous, though. Like at least at Capcom, the DLC that was on the disc.
You can get Ken a new shirt,
character skins, and things like that. They were kind of pointless.
$10 for a Ken shirt.
It's nowhere near
$10. Speaking of overpriced Ken shirts, so I tell you today that, so you know I follow Bethesda's software's store things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had the Life Giver tee, you know, the one where the Vault Boy looks like Jesus and he's giving a thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had that for their shirt of the month.
Right.
So I didn't order that because they announced the next thing.
Which is?
Bobbleheads.
Oh, actual bobbleheads?
The bobbleheads. You can get a thumbs up bobblehead. Sure. Or hands on your hip bobblehead. They're $20 each. Guess what the shipping is on those assholes?
$20.
$20.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? So I was like, well, I guess I should have ordered that shirt.
Yeah, well, you know.
So. And he showed me that and I was just like, yep, not even worrying about it.
Didn't the bobblehead come in one of the collector's editions?
It came in the Fallout 3 lunchbox.
Yeah.
Which you can get for $40. And then you get a lunchbox and a bobblehead.
That's true.
So...
your move.
All right. So, I'll
yeah. So Joey, what the fuck you been playing? Or do you want to go last?
Oh no, I'll go. The only thing I've played this week, other than Magic, was that crazy anime shooter that I closed the name on. Otomidas, excellent for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That game is weird, and I love it so far.
It's just like a crazy hentai shmup, right?
Something like that. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
All I know, it's made by the Gradius guys. It's a side-scroller shmup, and all the characters...
There's like a Lady Simon Belmont in there, right?
Yeah. Well, all the characters represent a different Konami franchise. So there's one that's a Belmont. She's apparently... I think she's Julius's sister or something.
Mm. Oh, good. Her...
It doesn't matter. Who cares?
I would rather her just be girl Simon Belmont.
I don't care.
Simone Belmont.
That'd be weird.
I got a question. Uh-huh. Why did you have to make all the characters look like they're in fucking grade school?
I don't know.
With giant tits.
Doesn't sound like any grade school I went to.
To me, that's the believability factor, is that it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, oh, this is totally ridiculous, and that makes it therefore it's unbelievable, therefore it should be this. It's ridiculous. I love it. And it's got that stupid Japanese soundtrack intro animation thing that I like. It's got everything that's going to make it great. So, I mean, I've only played a couple levels of it. You know, it's a shmup, what do you want? It's got 9 levels. You go right and you shoot.
And Marin's at a 360 release.
A $60 release.
Shit.
I'll show them a $60 release.
Fuck. Fuck, why?
It's bad. Just anything else? Just the shitty shooter? You didn't play any Pokemans?
No, I played a little Street Passy, and then tomorrow I get to go play Mario.
Go pick up Alpha from the airport game.
I get to play that game, and then I also get to play A Link Between Worlds. And what? I get to go play the Mario Party Island Thunder Dome. I don't know what it's called. What?
The Island in the Sun? I don't know. The...
I don't remember the name of it. Mario Party Island Thunder. That's probably what it is.
Come on, bro. You are just snoring right into the freaking mic at this point.
Right. He's just trying to be a troll.
You just gotta stop with this.
I want to see Mario in Thunderdome.
I don't remember the name of it. I'm looking for it. Oh, there you go. Mario Party Island Tour. There you go.
Island Tour.
Yeah.
I'm still 50-50 on whether or not I'm going to pick up a fucking 3DS for fucking Only Between Worlds.
On Black Friday, XL's supposedly $150 at Target.
$150.
I'll see if I have the money for it.
They're also, you can also get a refurbished one from Nintendo for around that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
What else?
Yeah, well, is that all you played? Seriously?
That's it, man. Like, I was playing Write the Term Paper.
Yeah.
I wrote 4 of them. What do you want? Yeah. 4 term papers.
I don't know. You have a fucking podcast about video games. And...
I have a podcast about term papers now. Turn in next week.
Welcome to the Term Paper Cast.
What kind of term papers are you turning? Turn it in on turnitin.com. That's what I was getting at.
Politics.
Comparative politics. Oh, gross.
Oh, fuck. Oh, so gross.
I'm seriously trying to find, like, in my head, like, the demographic that's listening to this who's like, oh good, they're talking about their term papers.
Nice. I'm gonna get these ideas.
Yeah, just I got nothing for mine. Yeah, Shepard again, totally. Like,
Mass Effect, yes.
I have that same leadership class I have to write the paper on a week behind you.
Don't you dare rip off the term paper podcast idea.
Oh,
I got a backup just in case, but don't you dare.
All right. Let's see. Other stuff that I probably played. I played that handheld Genesis that we had Dookie play last week.
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of that, too.
I played Sonic Spinball, Sonic 1, Sonic that. 2. Sonic.
I've never seen
that. You will get distracted, but yeah, you may look at it.
I don't even want it on. I just want to, feel it.
It's 6-button layout. It's fucking atrocious.
Yeah. I did play that Wily Wars.
It's garbage.
I played that. That's right. I played Wily Wars that night after Hunter left. So that was
yeah.
So
yeah, it sounds terrible too. Yeah, no, I played.
Yeah, Kyle, what the fuck have you been playing?
Well, just on that thing, I played like Golden Axe, and I played the fucking Streets of Rage that was on there as well.
It's good for the toilet.
Yeah, but you got a 3DS. I mean, you know.
Speaking of which.
I'm
sorry about that guy that I borrowed that PSP from. I've been using it for all my toilet adventures.
Well, I guess
they wouldn't have known until now.
Rub it with a Lysol wipe; they'll be fine.
Yeah, we got plenty of those.
What else?
Smell like lemon pledge.
I'm trying to think, what else I played? I tried to play something the other day, and it was just fucking. Oh, I tried to play Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
that game is fairly decent.
Yeah, enjoyed it. It was crashing like crazy on me. So,
what were you trying to play it on?
A 360, but it was because I looked at the disc and it was crashed shit.
Circle ring around it.
Yeah, a big circle ring on it. I know a place I can get it fixed for $5, so I'm not really too worried about it.
Yeah.
But it's just not nice to find that stuff on there. I think that's it.
Nothing else?
Yeah, nothing worth mentioning. I'll remember something one day.
Just next week, just redacted.
Well, I was going to play Call of Duty Ghosts, but some asshole didn't put it back in my office.
Fucking, did you ask me to?
No.
Ah, well.
I was like, yeah, I should play it. I'll tell you exactly how it went down. Last night, before I went to bed, I was talking to you, and I was like, yeah, I should probably play Call of Duty Ghosts before the podcast, and then I went to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, nice yawn.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep it off mic.
No, it's not helping. All right, so Kyle, what the fuck you been playing?
First and foremost, I guess that Call of Duty Ghost.
Oh, how's that? How will I mean that? Are you just focusing on multiplayer, or do you play any
single player? No, no single player.
That's good.
I mean, I don't, I just don't care about what they have to say.
You played Black Ops 2 single player.
That was to get acquainted with Call of Duty controls, because that was like the first Call of Duty I'd really jumped into.
All right. I always feel like I should play the single player just so I get a variety of guns.
Yeah, that would have helped. Because, you know, yeah, like their level or their system for purchasing items is kind of whack, and it keeps you from really branching out quickly.
Well, you and I were talking about this the other day. I kind of feel like they should have a, hey,
like just a gun range or something.
Just a gun range where all the guns are unlocked and all the attachments are unlocked, and you can just kind of play test the shit you want to unlock.
Totally, yeah, because...
And it just has targets that are just... It's basically two or three things. It's just, like, a target with a short-range target, a medium-range target, and a long-range target.
Or just bots.
Or just bots.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can't put bots in there, because then people would be like, oh, well, what do I even want to bother with, you know?
Oh, sure, whatever. But, anywho, so, yeah, its leveling system is frustrating. The things that it starts you with are kind of stupid. Like, you don't get a frag grenade straight off. Like, you have to spend points just to have a frag grenade.
How many points are you spending?
Six. So
how many points you get per level?
Two.
That's terrible.
Although, you get, like, random points for, like, accomplishing certain things. Remember I told you pick up, like, little briefcases?
Right.
And they have, like, a little mini mission for you to complete, like, kill your next two dudes with your offhand weapon. Or, like, pick up a random weapon and kill somebody with it. Or melee kill somebody. And if you complete those little missions, then you can earn those points as well.
So have you been doing the double XP? So it's double XP weekend.
Yeah, I've been doing the double XP. You level up pretty quick, especially if you play like Kill Confirmed or something like that.
Maybe I'll play some of that tonight if we're done.
It's pretty okay. I mean, what do you want me to say about it? It's one of those things where, like, I don't want to be that guy who just bashes Call of Duty for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get it. It's not my favorite series ever, and like it certainly isn't like... Like, the reason that it's winning awards and the reason that it's the top-selling game is because it applies to everybody.
Well, speaking of it being the top-selling game, Activision has said that it sold $1 billion worth of copies to retailers.
Yeah.
However, that number is not as good as Black Ops 2 was last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not getting such high-standing reviews as its predecessors.
Right, it's getting lower reviews... But Activision is putting some of the blame on the next gen split.
Yeah. So are they saying that the PS4 and Xbox One versions will be everything that everyone wants them to be?
Well, no, they're not saying that. They're saying that people aren't PS4 picking up the versions right now because in a week
they're waiting.
Or 2 weeks they're going to buy the Xbox One and the PS4.
Okay. Yeah. And sure. Whatever. I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, there's something to be said for that, but. Both companies have pushed forth that upgrade procedure where, you know, you buy the game from Best Buy or GameStop or wherever. They give you a coupon where you can trade it in for $50, and then you can buy the new copy for $10, I think it is. And then all your stats carry over. Both Call of Duty Ghost and Battlefield 4 have that. So.
Battlefield 4
well,
looks a lot more enjoyable.
The things that
I can talk about. We'll talk a little bit about that being broken.
Yeah, well, the current gen models of it that aren't the PS3 version and the Xbox 360 version of Battlefield 4 is utter garbage.
Oh yeah, Kyle and I played it in the 360 version. The textures just look like crap.
I have seen PC version though.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Very good looking.
Yeah, of course it's a PC.
Well, also
you have a $700 card and anything, it'll look great.
Well, also, it's just, you could tell that's a game that's just not fit for current gen consoles.
That's why we're at the end of the life cycle.
Yeah.
So things that I was kind of stoked that they added, you know how if you're sprinting and you hold B, you'll dolphin?
Yeah.
So they changed that to like a running slide.
Right.
So like it gives you a little more dexterity going around corners.
Okay.
They added a, I don't know what they call it, but it's kind of like a smart corner turn kind of thing. The leaning thing, yeah. So you can kind of have like a little more like presence of mind when you're shooting. Like you can kind of
dip in between cover a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice, you know, mm-hmm. just a good thing to have.
It's got a dog in it.
Yeah, that's cool. Some of the things that like are kind of weird. Like one of the score streaks, if you get 5 kills in a row, you can just summon a personal dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he hangs with you until he dies.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, they rack up kills pretty hard too. Like if you turn the corner and somebody shotguns you, 100% your dog gets them.
Wow. I saw they brought back support streaks, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, those are really good. They persist through death and stuff.
And they changed some game modes. They have like crank mode.
Yep, they have crank and like infected and a couple other things. They added like these weird, I don't know if they're part of like original ones, because like I said, like I basically only play Black Ops 2 and then this one. Like a 10 score streak for like the assault mode, like is something called like a maniac.
I haven't seen that at all before.
It's just you become a super fucking heavily armored dude and you run around and you run around just stabbing people like a fucking maniac.
I haven't seen the stabbing, but I've seen you can enable Juggernaut and you become like super powerful.
There's one that's like that too, where it's like just super heavily armored and you have like that big pistol that's like it fires shotgun shells or something like that.
That sounds like more like Juggernaut.
But I don't know. My issue with it is like I'm just too set in my ways as far as first-person shooters are concerned. Like, I feel like just, you know, when I'm in a first-person shooter game, like, I'm like, why doesn't this control like Halo?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, well, Kyle, you got shot from an angle that you didn't think you could get shot from. And it's kind of like, yeah, that sucks. And I don't know if it's spawn campers or if the spawns are just poorly placed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems like every time you spawn, like you're just right in the middle of a firefight already.
Right. I when you and I were talking about that off the show, I was like, maybe that's a thing where they're just trying to spawn you back closer into the shit.
I'm not even talking about like you have a second to familiarize yourself with where you are on the map or anything. It's seriously like, you know, you hit the X button to respawn, and then like the second you do that, you're dead.
Black Ops 2 is also notorious for that.
Really? I didn't have any issues with that.
I had so many bad lucks with that.
Yeah, Ghost is like, it's really
past,
relevant.
I've had it where you spawn and someone knows where you're going to spawn and you just take 3 bullets to the face and you're dead again.
Yeah, this one's like, it doesn't even seem like they're actually aiming at me. I just am at something, I'm in between something that they're already aiming at. You know what I mean?
Have you played any of the objective-based stuff?
Yeah, a couple.
Anything good?
Not as much as just playing Kill Confirm. Like, Kill Confirm is my favorite mode.
Understandable.
Especially for double XP weekend, you can kind of grind it out faster, and it's not as much of a fucking chore just to get a scope on your gun or whatever.
Did you get any time in on, Assassin's Creed or Battlefield 4 or any of that stuff that's also sitting in your office?
No, I mean, I still have, Arkham Origins.
Yeah, that
and, thing. And Black Flag.
I've heard mixed reviews on that. I've heard people who really love Batman really like it, and I've heard people like myself who are kind of like, I'm gonna be kind of dumb. This is like another Arkham game.
Yeah, I mean, it is another Arkham game, so I mean, like, I'm not really sure what everybody expects out of it, but
I don't know what I expected either, but what I got wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah, well, to me, it seems like they've...
Maybe I expected something more new than what was there.
I think that they are not giving their players the kind of credit that they deserve. Like, if you are an avid Batman fan, and not to sound like a fucking total nerd or whatever, but like even if you've tried to model your life even somewhat... in the shadow of Bruce Wayne, then you're probably fairly analytical.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can just figure out Arkham Origins within like the first 2 hours of the game because of the way information's processed to you.
Right.
So, I mean, like, it's just...
It's Killer Croc the whole time.
Yeah, it turns out it's Killer Croc.
he rips off... Black Mask rips off his face. Killer Croc.
Killer Croc. And he's just like, I don't know how I got smaller, but...
It was a Smoky Man. Whole time.
Shit.
But
X-Files reference.
Don't tell Mulder and Scully.
But yeah. So, it's... Call of Duty is... It's fine for the money. You can play it. You can enjoy it. I'm having a good time playing with old Boozy.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to be on tonight's episode, but he had a previous engagement with his family, so it's understandable.
I completely understand, but you know, I kind of wish he was on so you guys could rip on Call of Duty a little more. Especially since you guys...
He's got a lot of positive things to say about it.
Well, when he comes on next week, if he shows up next week, if he doesn't.
The one thing that, like, I know he's going to address is the size of the maps is so dramatically different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are, like, battlefield-sized maps. Like, there are a couple of them where, seriously, like, the kill count's to 65, and the match will end at 13 or 15 kills. I'm not
interested, because I'll tell you why. In Battlefield, the map sizes are nice, because no matter how big the map is, the bullets have weight, so they fall off.
Yeah.
So, but in Call of Duty,
you can just snipe across an entire map.
It's just all the bullets are straight line.
Yeah. I mean, they take time to get there, so I mean, like, but yeah, I mean.
Time. Quotations.
Yeah. Well.
What was that?
Oh, time relevant to space, but, you know, whatever.
Billions and billions of years.
Mountain Dew. All right.
Was that your Carl Sagan?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
That's why I said Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
God. That's my favorite joke.
Bang.
Universe right. was created by a Jesus.
No, it was a Jesus-saurus Rex.
Jesus-saurus Rex. Anything else? I still play Pokemon a lot. Been doing some Wonder Trades. Friends.
I've heard that is like a crap shoot.
It is a crap shoot. Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm gonna throw this fucking Magikarp out there, and I got a Stunfish. Yeah.
I've heard people like were complaining that all they were getting were Charmanders.
There's a lot of Charmanders out there. Yeah. Basically, apparently, nobody gives a shit about those fucking those Kanto starters.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. I keep a Charizard in my party all day, and, like, I guess people are just like, what are you fucking, stupid? Yeah. Like, Charizard's terrible. And you're like, no, he's not. He's good. And they're like, but look at the stats. Like,
he bend space and time like Pokemon number 8,487?
You know, I actually heard people in the game store we hang out at complaining there were not enough Pokemon in this.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, they were like, oh, there's not enough.
I agree.
Like, oh, see?
God, there's already too many. First off, I have a complaint about Professor Oak.
It's not Oak in this one, but go ahead.
He told me in the original...
Who the fuck is texting me?
Red and Blue, that there were only 151 species of Pokemans. And he lied to me.
Well,
is he an undergrad? I mean, does he have his PhD?
Maybe.
I want to see his doctorate.
You know, I mean, like, it's one of those things where, I don't know, it's one of those things where he, you know, maybe he's never left his region before, and that's all he knows. You know what I mean? Also, if they fucking made another Alan Wake game, you wouldn't fucking complain.
Aaron Rake. Yes, I would.
Now there's 151
now,
dark places.
Yeah, what are you gonna do now?
You know, everybody who fucking talks shit about Pokemon just is just a bad person, and you don't have fun. You can't find the fun in life.
I don't talk shit about Pokemon. I just simply said they are not doing a whole lot at times to reel in casuals. I guess the best way to
put it. Pokemon's super casual. No. Yeah, dude. Like, fuck.
No. People can play Pokemon casually. But if you want to be the very best, like no one ever was, you gotta dig deep.
I don't
real deep.
I mean, like, you're talking about a console seller. I mean, why? Deep. Why would you not
I think making the assumption that someone can enjoy life, you know, is
fun. I don't want to get into one of those kind of arguments. All right. Let's just agree to drop the thing and move on to something else then.
Yeah, we don't want to get a Crossfire episode again.
Yeah,
or Ellen Page.
Yeah, is she still suing? Oh, I want to talk about that. So
damn boobies.
No, I after we were talking about that, I realized that because that model exists, someone could rip it from the game.
Oh yeah,
and put it in Mugen, so we could see it on Salty Bet, naked Ellen Page.
Oh, it'd always been on Ellen Page.
And, like, would they put black bars on there, or would they, like, take the nipples off and the bush out, or what would they do, you know?
Naked Ellen Page versus Get a War Machine.
Yes! Rainbow Six Vegas guy.
Vegas guy.
I love that
he's
guy.
He's too OP, man.
The bowling ball, who's also OP. Killer Whale. That would be great.
Killer Whale's good, but he's got to be able to grapple. I like he can't even touch Rarakuma.
can't even
touch Sad Claps.
Why?
Because they move too fast. They can't be grappled.
Yeah, but how are they doing damage? Is downward?
It's when he comes up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fucking Matic. Rarakuma will fucking kill you with one combo.
Did you
see that Orchid Ultra combo video they released?
Yes.
Sick.
She looks kind of different. A lot different.
Well, yeah. What do you want?
I don't know.
I just want her to look fucking shitty and like Jamaican and like.
No, but like, I don't know. I'm okay with it. It's just, I don't know.
I was telling you, I think I missed my mark in life. I just want to be the guy who yells Ultra.
Ultra. I told you, it's all post-production.
Combo breaker.
That guy's been dead for years. They're just recycling.
Watch, he's still alive, and he's going to be super offended that you said that. I'm
look his ass up right now.
Do you think you can find that information?
This podcast randomly out of nowhere.
Hey.
Listening to it adamantly.
As improbable as it is, totally possible. If he's alive.
And I realize that
voiceover guy.
No, I found it, didn't I?
He was also in fucking The Big O, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Anime Bruce Wayne.
He's the hospital guard in Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, man, this guy might still be alive, dog.
It appears he is alive.
Girl!
Although he is 62 years old.
62 ain't dead! In your face.
He was Schwarzwald?
He was in
Big O?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That's a prominent character in that
series. He was Chapel the Evergreen in fucking Trigon. See? Guys. He was fucking Dunpeel in Vampire Hunter D?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Monzo.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Let me make sure this is who we think it is, okay?
It's the greatest. So good.
I don't see Killer Instinct on this list.
Different guy. Womp, womp.
Then how did he come up as Killer Instinct voicing guy?
Maybe Killer Instinct doesn't even fucking fall on the radar. Like they were like, fuck that shit he did for that. Wait, Tales of what? Go back up. Who is this masterful genius that I need to know about?
Mayor of Lewin.
He was fucking Stephen Kenny in Star Wars The Last Child. Are you kidding me?
Maxwell in Tales of Zillia.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah, I don't think this guy was in Killer Instinct.
I don't think you were in Killer Instinct.
I was there all the time.
Stanex of Fulgor, like, what up? You and Cinder hanging out?
That's right. Chief Thunder, who's now just called Thunder, because they consider that racist.
You made me think of that dumb onion thing.
What dumb onion thing?
I won't say it.
Let me just say this. If you like
racist humor.
If you like racist humor.
Benny Hill theme.
No, the Benny Hill theme is not racist at all. Don't like Chris. But no, we were talking about
racist when you add something.
Yeah. Don't, though.
All right, so Chris Sutherland is apparently the programmer at Rare who did the voice.
Sucks.
So, not that guy who we thought it was.
Wick.
How does he get... whatever. How did that guy get up to the top of Killer Instinct voiceover guy?
Because he just wrote voiceover guy.
All right, so Michael McConaughey, good guy, good voice actor, didn't do the voiceover for Killer Instinct. So, but anyway, yes, I saw that video. Yes, I'm probably going to buy Killer Instinct. I can talk about that. Let's break into the news real quick, because we're probably talking about fucking games, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, Microsoft has dug themselves a big ass hole, which I'm pretty sure you guys haven't heard about.
Another hole?
Yes. So, apparently, they have been sending out emails to people with X amount of gamer score or higher, their Microsoft VIPs, and giving them free copies of Killer Instinct.
Why didn't I get my copy?
That's the problem that they're running into. So then, like, I got a free car for Forza for some reason. So, whatever. But after the people after that with X gamer score or higher or number of years or whatever got free Xbox Ones.
Son of a bitch.
So yeah, so there's a lot of people who are, I mean, some people might just be bragging about it.
Yeah.
And just saying they got one and they didn't or things like that, but Microsoft is handing out free consoles and free copies of Killer Instinct and things like that. And it's kind of doing that thing where you're fragmenting your user base. Mm-hmm. You know, what makes this person more loyal than me or less loyal than me? How come, like, just because they have a gamer score of, 250,000, they get a free game and I don't? You know, maybe I have a job. Maybe I change my gamer score, my gamer tag a couple times. That's why I don't have a higher gamer score.
Right, yeah. Maybe I don't want to play every fucking shitty game you put out.
Yeah.
I guess that takes me out of the running for getting a free Xbox One then.
Yeah. I don't know. And, you know, what about the guy who's the guy, 1MillionGamerScore.com, that guy?
Ugh.
You know, why does he get a free one? You know, because he's going to talk about it. The same thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things, kind of crappy.
All right, so gamer news, the first big thing is actually kind of big and relevant to me.
Yeah, I was going to let you talk about it.
They where was it announced officially? Like what?
On WoW.com.
On Blizzard's thing?
Blizzard's thing, yeah.
Yeah, so World of Warcraft, the Warlords of Draenor has been announced. So essentially, it's the next expansion to World of Warcraft.
It looked like more an expansion off what I saw. I mean, I would call it an expansion, but that looks like they're like new character models. That says to me, like, we're rebooting shit like crazy.
They need to. So, yeah. But yeah. So yeah, first thing Joey's talking about is a revamped character model. So basically, the character models are actually going to be in like HD-ish looking kind of thing, like opposable facial features. You can see like tongue movement and teeth, that kind of thing, and teeth.
Like,
and
the guy's beard had like braids in it.
I mean, they already have braids, but I mean, like they actually look like hair now, rather than just a mash of fucking.
Instead of like just being the braid, the only thing you can see.
Yeah. So that's pretty neat. They're also doing up in the level cap to 100, player housing in the form of garrisons that you can build that also have to do with like your professions and whatnot. New landscape. They didn't mention anything about new races or classes, right?
No, I didn't see any new classes or races in there. I saw they were talking about taking out some stats and adding some stats.
Oh, yeah. So like expertise and hit are supposedly not going to be a thing anymore. Which leaves you to wonder how they're going to calculate hit chance, but whatever. It looks neat. Player housing is a big deal, and I've been wanting that in WoW for a long time. This is actually maybe the deciding factor of whether or not I just man up and go back to PC for a while. And I have been less interested in PC or in console games lately. And
well, I told you, man, there's like nothing coming for a year.
Yeah. You know the console that I want the most? Probably. Don't even talk to me about that fucking thing.
PS Vita.
Nah, man. Wii U.
There you go.
There's a lot of cool shit coming out for that.
I know a guy.
You're not going to fucking open up the Zelda one.
Nope. Well, I mean, the box has been open, so.
Well, I know, but you're not going to play with it.
Fuck no.
You get all offended at it. Like, fuck no. Joe, what do you think of that?
Touch it.
I'm gonna get that Zelda 3DS, the new one that's coming out, and I'm gonna
You can do whatever you want with your money.
I'm gonna throw it around, frisbee style.
That's fine.
Just JK's. I'm gonna take really good care of it.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, I'm real sad. Stupid fucking. I don't want to talk about it.
Stop submerging your shit in water.
Ooh, you are on thin ice, man. Like I was seriously like fucking super salty earlier over that shit.
I didn't do it.
No, not like I wasn't like fuck Joey.
Yeah, I did it.
But no, I was
sneaking in your room at night.
Dude, I was so fucking salty, and then people were just saying the wrong shit to me over it. And like I was just like, why would you fucking like come in there like just that's like one of those things when like your cat dies or something, and then someone comes up to you and just been like, man, you probably should have spent more time with your cat. And you're like, fuck, man. Yeah. Like, God, why would you fucking just salt the wound like that?
You'll be glad to know that I gave the representative who I had to call an earful. And I was like, dude, I know it's not your fault, but this is stupid.
Yeah. So
It is stupid. So, anywho.
So,
yes.
More about WoW. Tell me more about WoW.
That's really all I know. I mean, like, we read a bunch of storyline stuff that hasn't affected me in 2 years. So, I mean, I don't know. I still have to play through Pandaria.
Ugh. It's all space and timey and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they say they were going to boost one of your characters level 90 instantly?
Something like that. Yeah, they said something about a level 90 boost, which I can only assume is you can just make a character and then you're level 90.
Yeah.
But,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody's all about the end game anyway, so I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't played WoW since Burning Crusade.
He's having puppy dog dreams.
Eat the puppies, Reggie.
Eat them until you're full.
Okay. Anything else to say about WoW? I mean, how much?
Well, Chris was saying something about BC.
I haven't played since Burning Crusade, so.
I haven't played since they stopped handing out those free trials.
Asshole. I mean, like, it's understandable. Joey is the quintessential not MMO guy. Like,
nope.
He's just.
I was very avid player.
Oh yeah, no, dude.
You guys can have it.
Like back in vanilla WoW, dude. Like I was playing. Like that's like right, fucking before.
How was that, dude?
High school.
How does one kill that which has no life? That
yeah.
was totally me. Then I discovered women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Yeah, that's happen. The problem. I've always had the ladies.
Oh, sure. Just juggling two-fist style. Just juggling strange
that
all right. day.
8-pound steel fist.
let's not talk about that 8-pound steel fist.
Did you weigh it? Is that what...
So, the story behind the 8-pound steel fist is your buddy Paul got a job at the porn store.
Yeah.
And apparently they have an 8-pound steel fist.
For
yeah.
stuff.
It's a 600-pound steel fist.
Is it for throwing at people?
It is for throw. It's for your rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Rock-it launcher. Yeah. Fallout 3. And so he was just saying that like that there's a bounty on trying to sell it. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know you want this in your butt.
No, dude, like when I was... dude, no, it was the same thing. I worked at a similar establishment for mm-hmm. a couple of years. I actually managed an establishment similar. And I had the same thing. Like I had to like post pools of like, you know, who can sell the most expensive, stupid thing you can have sex with. Like... There was one that was called Virtual Veronica. It seriously had like a lawnmower engine in it.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, like it thing was like $400. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do believe that 8-pound steel fist is more than $400.
$600.
Yeah, there you go. So if you got $600, contact and we're looking for an 8-pound steel fist for novelty purposes.
Contact Golden Saucer Podcast.
Send us an email at 8-pound.
Any other sex?
8-pound steel fist at goldensaucer.net.
That's the number 8. POUND. Steel. STE.
Just make it the pound symbol.
No,
just
no,
8 pound.
It'll make a problem if you do make it
8 pound steel fist in your butt at Golden Saucer.
Not in your butt. There's too many characters.
Just 8 pound fist at Golden Saucer.
8 pound steel fist.
8 pound fist YOLO swag at.
That's pretty good. All right. So I know we missed this last week. So the nice thing is they announced something else to make up for it. New Smash characters.
Yeah.
Male,
well, not new, but
male Wii Fit trainer.
There you go.
And Marth.
Marth. Wait, now is it
Marth?
Which Marth is it?
I can't tell, but not the one from Awakening. Awakening. Yeah.
The newest one. All right.
Marth. Where Marth has not the one where Marth has a mask. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
And then, so
isn't he making a return? Wasn't he in a Smash Brothers game previously?
Yes.
Yeah, he was in Melee.
Also,
and was he in?
I believe so. So everyone was like, "Why
we're not Smash players?"
Why everyone was like, "Why not Krom?"
Yeah.
Why not you shut up?
Because Krom is too sweet and.
Yeah, everyone's thinking there's gonna be only 24 players.
So. Like, that's not enough.
I don't
only
know.
24? Only 24? 50.
Minimum. I want a DBZ cast.
There you go.
281 characters, please.
Might get a war machine or nothing.
Thanks, Obama.
Only 24 characters in Smash? Thanks, Obama.
All right. So, speaking of Nintendo,
how are you going to present this one? Are you just going to say what that says on the screen?
No. So, Iwata just recently admitted in a interview with CNET, and they kind of redacted it, that the Wii U games were not as popular and successful as Wii games at the current time. If you line the timelines up, release lineup, you know what I'm saying? Damn, and they haven't been able, and basically what he was getting at is they haven't been able to get to that Wii Sports-like game that's just pulling people towards the Wii U.
They already know what it's going to be.
It's not that. No. You got to remember, Nintendo isn't focusing on anyone in this room.
Yeah.
They're focusing on
babbies.
Like, families and people who, all those people who bought a Wii, like grandma and your aunt who's never owned a Nintendo.
You mean the people
system,
that still think that the Wii U is a peripheral?
Has a tablet, yes. Those people. They've gone as far as, like, they're putting demo things at, like Pottery Barn. Like, what are you doing? I'm serious. I'm not even joking. It's like a Pottery Barn aimed at teenagers.
I'm taking you seriously. That's why I'm laughing at it so hard.
And I mean, we've said this on the podcast before, and we'll say it again. It's like Nintendo is really, really good at selling their stuff, because number one system last few months has been the 3DS or the 2DS.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
know
what
they're doing.
I'm not saying that their handheld market's not going successfully. It's the home console.
Well, this Christmas will definitely be the thing. When Xbox One and PS4 is out of stock, how many people are going to put that Wii U on the shelf?
Yeah.
How many people are going to put that under the tree? Or the Hanukkah bush? Or the Kwanzaa thing? Or the atheist,
Kwanzaa canoe?
What do the atheists have? What do you atheists have?
Trees. Nothing.
The Christmas atheist trees. Table.
Yeah, just the time. You mean capitalism?
Well, I mean, obviously.
I can buy a lot of shit?
No, I mean,
Let's call it Christmas.
The seasonal gift giving of atheists.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Okay,
it's fine.
Christmas
atheists still celebrate
keep
Christmas.
Christ
just
Christmas.
Yeah. No, well,
I say with a sneer on my face.
No, not Christmas. Christmas. Okay. Like that's the American giving presents holiday.
And those Christians can tell me about how they steal about 80%.
No. Don't even talk about that.
Well, You're the one that brought it up. Fuck up.
I said, how do you atheists celebrate Christmas, not how do you atheists bash
Christianity? And then you threw it in kind of a mocking tone when I said, Christmas.
We're not going to. So we're going to do the religious podcast next.
We did.
Let me know. I'll set that one out. I'll just stay under the futon or whatever.
I'll invite a rabbi. Priest and a longshoreman
and Bill O'Reilly,
and then just head to a bar.
Exactly, we'll podcast there.
Just blow that fucking bartender's mind away.
he just looks at it like, no.
Where's the horse?
Yeah.
All right. Anyone have any thoughts on the Wii U sucking?
I it's momentary. I think it'll be big soon.
I hear the clamor for it when I'm in Walmarts and Best Buys and places like that. That people want it. They're not seeing the games out they want yet. You know, they want that next Mario
Smash
game.
Bros.
That Smash Bros.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. That
Mario
gonna be,
Kart.
That's going to
that
be the
Donkey
big
Kong.
System seller for that console. It's going to be that.
And like every day I hear people talking about Mario Party when I'm in my college classes. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart. Mario Party,
you know,
Smash.
You know they want that for that N64.
That may be so, but if you tell them that they can get it on the Wii U and download it, they probably would do that too. Probably.
Especially if there's new versions of it, people still...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you wouldn't think Mario Kart 7 would be a system seller, but it did sell systems because of it.
Oh, man, that game was good.
I mean, I was interested in Mario Kart the day it came out. I bought a copy the day it came out.
Nope. I mean, I liked it. I just... didn't love it.
Really?
No.
Those gliders are super fun, though.
I did not say it wasn't fun. I did not say it wasn't good.
Mm.
It just was. To me, Mario Kart has that. You need to play for 30 minutes at a time, 30, 35 minutes at a time. And I kind of don't have that much time sometimes. Yeah, he's that puppy dog.
No, he's snoring too fucking much, dude. Like, I guarantee it.
I'm really listening to everything you're saying. All of a sudden, you just hear.
Well, you guys got him all over there, all stretched out. All
you want me to push him off the couch? What do you want?
God no, that's his spot. You guys want to sit on the floor?
Fuck no.
Anyway. All right, so the next thing is we're just going to touch on this just very briefly. People are getting their hands on Xbox One games at preview events, and there's Xbox is releasing YouTube videos and all the things, doing that big push for, hey guys, there's an Xbox One, I hope you pre-ordered it cuz you want one.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things I'm hearing are, you know, the frame rate issues of people talking about some games being 720p and then the frame rate being locked at 30 and then still sometimes dipping. And then people saying, like, especially bad things about Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, I have not read a single good review of that game.
I have not read a single...
You mean Indigo Prophecy?
I have not read a single good preview of someone saying anything other than, it looks nice, but that is it. That is a demo reel with, you know, quick time events.
Yeah.
That gets tired. There's neat things there, but it feels more like that demo kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't look appealing to me either.
Well, I mean, I've discussed this. The only things I'm going to pick up for the Xbox One is going to be Forza.
Yeah.
I'll get Dead Rising when it goes on sale eventually.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, Battlefield, and Assassin's Creed. And that's just because they have the upgrade program.
Has Kojima said anything about Dead Rising? Is he involved? Not involved at all, right?
Capcom.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus Konami. You said Kojima.
Not Kojima. Inafune.
No, he's not even with Capcom anymore.
Right. I knew that, but I mean, like,
I haven't heard him. It's his series. I haven't heard him say anything.
Hmm.
He's really quiet. Oh, and the other game I'm going to pick up is Crimson Dragon. But I think that's downloadable.
Yeah.
It's seriously one of those things where unless it's a multi-platform title or a downloadable title, those are the only things I'm interested in. I want to play Knack, but I don't want to pay full price for Knack. I feel like that game is going to be very quickly in the $20 stack. I feel like a lot of these launch titles are going to be in the $20 stack next year.
A lot of those games that like people are like really hyped for, I'm like, I just don't care.
I'm not hyped for anything. I'm hyped for like Crimson Dragon. And like I said, like a couple other downloadable games. Like
biggest example of that.
Rezogun. Go ahead.
I seriously could not give two shits about fucking Watch Dogs.
Well, that's got pushed back. That's not even a launch title anymore.
I know. Well,
that was like the big game that everyone was excited for.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I seriously looked at that and like, I was like, it's Magic Phone Grand Theft Auto. Like, mm-hmm. I looks terrible.
I have no interest in it either.
Well, I mean, this is definitely where my advice comes into play, and I will stand by that. Wait a year unless you have a reason to have it on your shelf day one.
Yeah.
That reason being you got a podcast, Let's Plays, you work at a place where you have to sell video games and you have to be knowledgeable about them.
Yeah.
And you're selling those particular games and you write game reviews. I mean, you know, there's only a small list of reasons why you shouldn't. Or you got to be the guy who owns the system day one to talk about it, have all your friends over. Because, you know, how many... Or if the other situation is if all your friends are buying it and you're going to have other friends of those things that you can play games with that aren't going to go back and play PS3 games or Xbox 360 games, then yes, make the jump to next gen. Because then you're going to be able to suck that much fun out of the extra $100 of fun out of it that you're not going to have for a year.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm slowly reconsidering not buying it day one. No,
I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, I'm not even attempting that. I'm thinking about maybe buying it February, somewhere around
there.
There'll
be more on the shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely will be.
I mean,
but I think buying it this holiday season is a bit.
I mean, I jumped on the 360 bandwagon the day it came out. It was okay for me. Like, I didn't have any issues with mine.
Those games were terrible.
Cameo was okay.
Cameo was it. And then after Cameo, the next good game was Fight Night.
Perfect Dark.
That game was terrible and you know it. Perfect Dark. Let's go back and pull, like, there's a reason why.
Fight Night Round 3.
So I said, Fight Night was the next big good game that came out.
And nothing
granted,
else.
Granted, King
Dip
Kong
Jam.
Was okay. Okay. Little O, little K. You know?
What else was out? Fucking.
Madden.
Def Jam Icon.
That was not out.
It was real. It was pretty close.
No.
It was like the next year.
Yes.
Ludafish.
No.
You know you want that.
Anyway, there was a bunch of other garbage.
When did Halo 3 come out?
The next year.
Hmm.
They're trying to make that a launch title, if I recall.
They were going to, but they were trying to, but it wasn't there. I think what they were going to do is it was going to come out on the original Xbox, and they pushed it.
Was Mass Effect 2009?
That sounds more like 2007.
I thought yeah. It was around 2007, 2008 first Mass right. Effect. Then I believe 2010 for Mass Effect 2. Or was it 2011 Mass Effect 2?
I think we had Mass Effect 2 for a good while, I believe.
Yeah, 2010.
So it was 2010.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, even if you think about it, even on the PlayStation 4 side, there wasn't that much good coming out.
Either. PlayStation 3?
Or PlayStation 3, there wasn't that much good coming out.
Ridge Racer.
Yeah, there was a lot of garbage.
Yeah,
Ridge Racer. There was a Ridge Racer game that was garbage. There you go.
MX versus ATV, Off-Road Fury 5.
That was not on there.
MotorStorm.
That one wasn't on there either.
Motor Shite.
It was something else. So, all right. Couple more things. I don't like to talk about these kind of things, but this one's a really good deal. The Humble Bundle for WB. It's a really good deal. Pay $1, you can get Batman Arkham Asylum. Or was it Arkham City?
Pay $1. Oh, I can't even remember. I know if you pay above the average, which is, I think, $4.80, you get Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Scribblenauts.
I'll look it up real quick. So, here you go. Alright, so pay... So pay $1, get Batman, Arkham Asylum, Game of the Year, Fear 2, Fear 3, Lord of the Rings, War of the North. Alright? Pay more than the average, which is $4.64, or is that $4.84? $4.64. Get Scribblenauts Unlimited, which just came out. That's the one with the DC characters. And Batman, Arkham City, Game of the Year.
Is it not doing so well in sales or something?
I don't know. They just don't care. So, the, goes to support We Can Be Heroes, which is, I don't know what this is.
Hunger Crisis.
There you go, Hunger Crisis, thank you. So, I mean, who cares? It's a charity. You don't like it, you don't want to give any money to charity, give all the money to the developers. You want to give it all to, you know, WB Games? Give it all to WB Games. Who cares? Right?
Yeah. It's nice that they give you that, too. A little slider for you to tell where you want your money to go.
Yeah. But, I mean, come on. You get a good game.
You get two good Batman games. You get one decent Fear game. You get a shitty Fear game. And you get a shitty Lord of the Rings game. And an awesome Scribblenauts game.
There you go. See?
So.
Ghost Rape.
Ghost Rape?
What the hell are y'all talking about?
Fear 2.
Oh, yes.
Right. That God, it's been so long since I've played.
That game is terrible.
That made me have to shower.
That's
after
what you play as Point
it.
Man, right?
No. Point Man was the first one.
And then the second one's Fatel.
Pharrell.
I can't remember.
It's Pharrell. You play as Pharrell.
The Legend of My Penis.
Yeah, because, yeah, there you go.
Up all night to get Loki.
All right.
Loki.
I'm not going to look it up. All right, so the last thing we're going to talk about is, am I the only one who saw the Steam Machine being unveiled?
No.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. That thing just doesn't seem like it's going to work to me. I don't know, like it seems like something
the controller looks wonky as hell.
Yeah, I hate that controller.
It hurts. It looks like a boombox from like the fucking late 80s.
So it looks like everything else is out right now. Black box, white light, USB ports in the front.
Yeah.
3.0 USB?
Yes. Supposedly.
All right, well. That's a gaming console, maybe?
Yeah. It looks like everything else that you would put on yourself right
thing.
Now. There's another one, see? Yay.
I just think that controller just looks like hot garbage.
You can slap DirecTV on that thing, I swear to God.
Yeah, I don't know about that controller. You could put your hands on it. It could feel awesome. You never know. I don't know the way it's shaped, though. I would feel like...
Yeah, it looks awkward as shit.
So, I don't know. And Steam said that they're not going to release games only to Steam OS, so have no fear.
Yeah.
By the way, possibility of Half-Life 3. Possibly.
There's always a possibility of that. Always. I don't know why.
They're just dangling it out there in front of you. Just the best thing to do with that whole, like, they don't make trilogies thing is just put it to rest. You know what I mean? Just put it in your head. Just put it in your head.
They come out with Orange Box 2, and it's just all trilogies.
Yeah, Orange Box 2, and it's just Portal 3, Half-Life 3, Left 4 Dead 3.
Yeah.
God, I would fucking come.
The best part? It's $35.
Yeah, it's just a $35.
$33. $33.
But then the best part is, like, they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, they just put it out, and it's just straight garbage, and they're just like, you said anything. You said just put out anything. It's fine.
It's just mods for the...
Like, Half-Life 3, the G-Man just shows up and jerks off on your face, and that's it. You're like, what the fuck? And you're just like, yeah.
Rise and shine, Mr. Freeman. No.
And then it's just the same thing three times. Just you go to Left 4 Dead. You go to Left 4 Dead, and it's just a boomer smoker, who just fucking vomits on your face.
Gross.
And you're like, weak. Penis. And then you go to fucking Portal 3, and it's just GLaDOS just... expositioning to your face, I guess.
I thought that's what 2 was already.
Space.
Yeah. Just...
God, that ending of that game is so good.
I would watch a 45-minute video of this that guy in space.
Nolan North. It was Nolan North.
No, space dude.
Yeah, Nolan North.
Oh, that was him. Oh, okay.
Nolan the North. Nolan of the North did all the
Northeast
AI cores.
Oh, cool.
Except for Wheatley.
Space. I'm like the only person who thinks Portal's just overrated as fuck.
I didn't say it was the greatest game ever.
I don't think it's even in contention for the greatest game ever.
It's a highly enjoyable game.
Yeah.
By...
Are you going to have that big game store debate that we had when they announced Half-Life 2 as game of the decade?
Ugh. God, I do not agree with that at all. Like, just...
That was pretty bad.
I don't understand it.
I love the game.
Half-Life's great. Yeah. And especially Half-Life 2, like,
phenomenal title.
It's good. It's just that so many people would have made the argument that it did so many things right, and so much other stuff builds upon the ideas of it, and blah 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 blah.
It's once again still being played today.
Blah 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 blah. Source engine. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
Nostalgia boner. That's all it is. Nostalgia boner.
You could any top 10 list. The top 5 games are gonna be greatly debated.
Yeah.
Super Mario Bros. 3, best game of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Dude,
did you see that that thing I was watching from? I don't know if I showed it to you on a. I posted it on my Facebook call. You might have seen it. You might not. It was the...
So you talk about
the
far away times.
Yeah, that. No, the video from, like, Good Morning America from the Christmas before the Super Nintendo... Not right before, but the Christmas when the Super Nintendo hadn't come out yet.
Where the guy was riding on the fucking...
Not that one. That's the other one. That was the F-Zero one. No, this one was before the Super Nintendo came out. Before they even announced the Super Nintendo, when the Super Famicom was out in Japan.
Right.
And it was Nintendo 8-bit NES versus Sega Genesis 16-bit. And you just, like, it's just a video of just, like, toy stores with just boxes of NES control decks.
Oh, yeah, just inbox and, like, and just stacked up to the ceiling.
Stacks of Zelda gold carts.
Yeah.
Link gold carts. Mario Bros. 2, Mario Bros. 3. Just like, oh, my God. And they're like, oh, it's only $99.99. I'm like, oh, my God.
I would buy that now.
I would pay $100 for that box.
I would pay literally tens of dollars for this item.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you didn't see it, you didn't see it. It's a good video.
No, I have seen what you're talking about, but yeah, like, I remember stuff like that, man. Like, I remember walking into Toys R Us as, like, a little babby and seeing those kind of things.
That's a good idea.
What?
Seeing those kind of things.
To where you can pick up the empty boxes and look at them at, like, Toys R Us.
You know,
and
I never experienced the weirdest thing I ever experienced was when I was in the military. They actually had it, like, the games where you could pick them up.
Oh, really?
Like, for the longest time, I had to always deal with the thing where they were behind the glass counter, behind the glass case, And so being able to just, like, there was no, like, security box on it. It was just, like, the game hanging on the peg. Just, like, I hadn't experienced that in so long.
That's weird. Yeah, I remember my local Toys R Us had, you had to take a slip of paper
yeah.
to the counter, and then they would give you the game there.
Yes.
And I always had this feeling of anticipation, because I got a lot of my games from Toys R Us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just waiting for that person to come out from the back.
Just so you can see it, like,
just so you can get your game. And as a little kid, just like,
I remember Electronics Boutique, they used to have the empty boxes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I remember, like, watching The Simpsons, and they had the thing where you could stick your hand in the glass case,
yeah,
pick
yeah.
up the game and turn it, but it was only enough room for, like, your arm to fit through there, like,
yeah,
like this much, like mm-hmm. a cutaway piece of glass.
I remember those,
and I was like, I've only seen those once ever. So.
I remember going to my local Circuit City to play the Virtual Boy.
Ugh. I remember playing that at Walmart and a Blockbuster, which is now closed officially.
Yeah. Sad days. I spent so much money. Much of my mom's money.
I'm sorry. In all fairness, they can fuck off.
They did. Yeah, they fucked off.
Because, hardcore. Like... A business that went so hardcore in the 90s to destroy mom and pop shops. Kind of sounds familiar, GameStop.
Well, they were undone by the age of the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, mom and pop game stores probably heading that way when digital takes over. You know, they're going to have to expand into new markets. And, you know, granted, retro titles are always going to be the only way to get them is mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
But that can't be your only bread and butter.
Especially if they start, like, pricing them intelligently.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like how the 3DS does it. You can pay $5 for every Mega Man.
Fuck that cart.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that $55 cart. I just got all the Mega Mans for less than that cart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You mean if I buy two games, you'll give me $30 and I can download all the Mega Mans?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I remember that was like a point of contention for us. Like, we were sitting there, like, trying to figure out, like, what to download. And then one of the thoughts was, like, you can buy every Mega Man.
I still haven't used that money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you get? Oh, because you want a physical copy.
Zelda? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, hopefully I get my console, it might be on there and I won't have to get a physical copy. But...
I like the physical copy, Mark.
I'm probably going to want one too. But...
We'll take the physical copy, Mark. I don't know the music. I can't cue the music. We need a soundboard.
Yeah, probably.
Double Dare.
Yeah.
Physical challenge.
Where you had to, like, fire...
That guy has some serious OCD.
Yeah. You had to, like, fire, like, boogers into a giant nose or something, or...
Can I get that flag?
Right there, the only place it could be.
Oh, where's the flag?
Underneath the pat of butter, yeah.
Nope, he's not looking there. It's right there. Everyone can see it.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You got Mark Summers yelling at me. I can't handle
it. I remember the one that was just, it was pizza. Like, it was just a big old slice of pizza. And, like, the cheese was, like, some sort of cheese whiz.
My favorite were the ones where you could miss it just because you didn't grab it fast enough.
Oh, yeah. Like, you slide down a slide, but it's at the top of the slide.
You could always tell there was one where they're like, okay, this kid's been looking for this thing for, like, 5 minutes. Someone hit it with a stick and not knock it right in front of him.
Double Dare.
You guys aren't going to Orlando already. Just fucking give them the.
I think Double Dare and Guts had to be the two favorite shows of mine.
Legend of the Hidden Temple.
That was a third.
Don't we talk about this every podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we should probably not talk about it.
He's a new guy.
Michael O'Malley.
Go ahead.
Mike O'Malley.
The guy who did the voice of Olmec, I got his signature over there.
Yeah, yeah. D. Bradley Baker.
Yeah.
You go to a fucking Star Wars event.
You can get them Skechers, bruh.
You're there for fucking Commander Cody, and then yeah, it's like, do Klaus Heisler.
Yeah,
I'm so, Klaus. Oh, hello, I'm Klaus. And you're like, yeah,
that was real cool. Let me just say,
now do Olmec. Yeah,
if you go to the Disney Star Tours, they are not offended if you ask them to do not Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, right.
Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah, that dude,
That would exactly, that's exactly how that would pan out for me. Just do the Joker laugh for me once and I'll just leave.
I'll put a $20 bill on the table.
Yeah, exactly. I will fucking just straight up leave.
Harrison Ford, just walk around.
Won't ask you a fucking thing. Yeah, seriously, I'll leave the park. I have no other business here.
Harrison Ford, just wander around like a drunkard like you always are.
Yeah, just... I was in Star Wars.
Slap my
you know?
Girlfriend in the face and then kiss her. Then slap her again.
I love you. Fuck off.
All right, guys. Loot Crate. So, we are 34 likes away from 100 likes. So.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
You guys are so fucking close.
Yeah, so keep getting those lights so coming.
Fucking close.
Let me wangle the dangle out there a little bit and tell you why.
It's my favorite euphemism. Yeah. I don't know which one of us came up with it, but yeah. Me and Joey use wangle the dangle all the time.
Yeah. So Loot Crate has been sending out some crazy emails to me saying why I should be excited about this month's Loot Crate.
Uh-huh.
And so the theme is celebrate. So they want to celebrate some of the biggest franchises, the biggest distributors, the biggest things like that. And on top of that, one random Loot Crate will be a next gen PS4 Xbox and Xbox One.
You get both.
So,
both.
Not a bad prize. They think that they're going to sell out of Loot Crates.
Yeah. It's because we're rich and we bought them all.
So, in the event...
But we're only sending out one.
So, get us over 100 likes, guys. So, I mean, you have till, what, the 15th, I said?
Yeah, man, it's not that many.
15th.
So many. You're so close.
Yeah, 34 likes, 15th, that's what? 7 days?
Just, like, tell, like, 2 people, and then they'll tell, like, nobody, and then you'll have to tell 2 new people to tell people.
Right.
It'll be fine.
All right, so...
Don't you know 4 people?
Obviously, we're on Instagram.
We are.
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
Facebook.
At Golden Saucer. Facebook.
Twatter.
I already said Twatter.
Twaster. That's my nickname.
Red
Shitter.
Tube.
Shitter. We're on Red Tube.
YouPorn.
Okay, stop it. We're also on Facebook. Be sure to like us there to get into the competition to get that fucking Loot Crate.
That Loot Crate.
Find us on YouTube, Golden Saucer Cast. And I can questions to the podcast be sent to questions@goldensaucer.net. All the hosts can be reached at their first name @goldensaucer.net.
Not me.
Well, Chris, we'll set something up for you. If you got questions to quiz, just send it to the podcast.
Questions to quiz.
Well, yeah. My one project is coming close to fruition.
Well, I'll have you on when that gets done.
Yeah, yeah. We'll plug the fuck out of your shit.
Anything else, guys?
That's it.
All right, well, this has been Golden Saucer Podcast, episode 20.
Do, 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 do,